We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Nun Vav Amud Aleph, and we are continuing the Sugya Losh. We learned yesterday Machlokes Rebbe and Rebbe Yosi Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe holds putting water into the flour already a chayiv for the Isser of Malacha of Losh. According to Rebbe Yehuda, when you put in the water, it's like Isser Rabbanon. If you mix it, then that's the Isser Deraisa of Losh. Zok to Gemara, Tana Rabbanon, we have a Braisa. Ein Goyv Lemesakali. You can't mix water and mix water with flour from kali. Kali is roasted kernels that are very sweet. You're not allowed to mix that. V'yesh ayimim goyvlim. One man says it could be goyvl. Man yesh ayimim. Who could hold that you're goyvl? Om Rav Chista, Rav Yesi, Rav Yehuda. It must be Rav Yesi, Rav Yehuda. Like Rashi explains, it can't be Rebbe. Because according to Rebbe, just putting water into flour is also ready. So there's no way they could be heter to mix something. We'll see, they mix something with a shino. You don't have a way to be a mutta to mix something. Gemara says, V'hanimili hu demashani. We're saying that man demagoyim has to be doing a shino. Now, it can't be going to Rebbe, because according to Rebbe, no way a shino is going to help. Already when you put the water in it, it's a problem. According to Rebbe, who the holds the issa is only mixing. This is mixing. So here, if you, this the rice is mixing. So if you mix it, so then it's, you mix it with a shino, then it's going to be mutta. Talking about you doing a shinui in the mixing. So, what type of shinui do you do? Rav Chista, ayad, ayad, very little at a time. You do very little at a time, so then it's mutter to do it. Now, even though we just said a few ways, it's an issa d'rabbanon to put water into the flour. Here, since it's kali, so it could be it's not the raisa, it's not the type of flour that it's the raisa. And therefore, it's mutter to do with a shinui. But if you hold that putting in water already is a problem, so then, shinui won't help, because here, there's no shinui in putting in the water. The shinui is in the mixing. So therefore, it won't help, and it won't be mutter. So to Gemara Vaita. And Hechim Shani do a little bit at a time. Vishavim. Everyone agrees. Sadi Tanakama and Sadi Yesh Oimrim. Shabayuch Shemes HaShosis B'Shabbos. They let him mix the shosis, this type of porridge on Shabbos. And the Gemara we'll talk about in a second. And also, you let a drink, Zeis and Mitzvah, a certain drink that's for a four. So it's not an issue to take this for on Shabbos. And the reason is because it's a drink that people drink regularly also, and therefore it's no problem of drinking refuah on Shabbos. Break the Gemara Kasha, how can you say that Lekuli Ami let a mix the shosis on Shabbos? For Amrit, we said it in the ratio of the Braisa, in Goyvlim, you can't mix the kemach on Shabbos. So here it's saying you let him mix the shosses. What's the difference? Like more like hasha hava ava hava raka. The het is by raka. The het is you let him mix a blila raka on Shabbos, and if it's a very loose batter that mamish pours, then it's mutter to mix that type of batter on Shabbos. But bahanimili hudmashani, you still have to be mashani. Heichim mashani. You're evasive. If b'chol noisin es ha'chayim es v'ach noisin es ha'shosis, b'shabbos you have to do the opposite. If in the weekday first put the liquid, the chayim, the vinegar, then put the shosis, then put the flour. So on Shabbos you have to switch the order. Noisin es ha'shosis v'ach noisin es ha'chayim. You put the shosis in and then afterwards the chayim. So we have a second type of shinu right here, but this shinu is in the nesinus ha'mayim. Because by blila raka, there's no iser blila really, because it's very loose, it never becomes a dough. But there is an iser d'rabbanon, even according to Rebbe Yehuda, to mix water together with flour. So here you could do a shinui in the nesina, and that will help. You do a shinui in the nesina, that will help. That, for example, you're making a very loose oatmeal on Shabbos, very loose oatmeal. So then it's not going to become, mixing it, it won't become lisha. But you have to switch around the order. Now, the Machorim talk about, what if you don't know what the order is? So if you have a regular order, you have to switch around the order on Shabbos. But you don't know what the order is. So some Machorim, like a Taz holds, and it's also to do. Only if you have a certain order you always do, then if you change it on Shabbos, that would help. And also, since we're not Bukiyim in Blila Ava, Blila Raka, when you make that oatmeal for the baby on Shabbos, you have to also do the other Shino, which we'll see in a second. So, Gemara Avaita. Levi Braid Rav Huna Bar Chiya Ashkei LeGavla DeBein Ashaya. Levi, the son of Rav Huna Bar Chiya, found the kneader of his family estate. And he would call Gavel, he was mixing up some kind of morson, the Sofi Lelatur, he's giving it to, feeding it to his shar. Batashbe, he got angry at him, he kicked him. He said, what are you doing? It's Shabbos. Also, Abu Ashkei, so his father came running, he has something going on. He says, Amalei, tells Levi, you know what your mother's father said, your grandfather said, Vishmei the Rav? Umani, who is that? Rabbi Yama, you know what he said? Goyvlim, you're allowed to mix mursim for behema on Shabbos, but you're not allowed to stuff him on Shabbos. But if you have a little small calf that can't eat well, malkitle, you could even stuff him up. But you have to make a shidoi in the mixing of the morsan. You go back and forth. You do like a cross. You're going cross back and forth this way, and then sideways back and forth. Not a circular motion. Usually, when you mix something, you do a circular motion. Here, do shasveir. The chazinish clarus could be you have to take out the spoon between every stroke. You have to take it out because if you're going to the next X around like that, you're always going around. So you have to take it out. And according to Aruch Shulchan, maybe you only could do it once. And the Gemara just fears always. The Gemara says, so how's it going to mix? Well, my Arab shop, it's not going to mix well. You pour it from one kli to another kli, that's how it mixes well, even though you're only doing the X's, shasi ve'er. So, Kapanam, our Gemara has two shenuyim that are possible in the kneading, in the mixing, and that's either before we had a small amount or shasi ve'er. And we have another mixing in the Sinas Amayim, doing the switching the order around. Lamaisa and halacha lamaisa is very complicated halacha lamaisa because a lot of poskim mashchoshes for Rebbe's shita who holds that you have to, they even putting water, mixing water with flour is already a issa deraisa. If it's issa deraisa, shinu won't help. So it's already a big shaila. Had learned only matter of makim a child, the makim maichal behema, then you could do things with all the different shinuyim. Therefore, Hilchos Lashon is one of the most complicated halachas in all Hilchos Shabbos. You have to learn it. And basically, the best idea is to do a blila raka and to do shasiv eiriv. Then you're good. You're good. It's much better. Or you do a shinui in the nesina with shasiv eiriv. For example, one of the people who make egg salad on Shabbos. So what you have to do is put the oil in with a shinui and then do shasiv eiriv. And that way you'll save yourself. It could be if the shaila lost. Even that way, some who ask there, but the mice, it's a minute the klaiyos to have eggs. And therefore, you do it this way. You do put the oil in with a shinui. Some people, what they do is they make a hole in the middle of the eggs and pour it into the middle. That's a shinui. And then they go back and forth strokes. It's a shasiv eiriv. And that way, muta do the lush on Shabbos. Dr. Gemara Vayta, Kosva Pinkas of the Zira. Zira had written down in his notebooks. He wrote down his stories that he had. He wrote down in his notebook. Amris Kadam Rebbe. I said in front of my Rebbe, who is his Rebbe? Manu Rebbe Chia. I asked him, Mahu Legabel, am I allowed to mix thick porridge on Shabbos with a shinui? And he said, also. He says, also. You know why? Because he holds like Rebbe, and Rebbe holds just mixing together the two things already is a problem. So forget it, the shinui won't help. Just putting together the two things is also. Therefore, won't help making a shinui. Another question he asked, Mahu Lefarek, are you allowed to take food from one behemah and give it to the other behemah? Maybe because the other behemah won't eat it. He's going to be picky, not going to eat it, so it's a tirch ashloy letzarech. And Amali said it's mutter. And he answered me that it's mutter. Tosfos has a different pshat than Ma'ol Afarik. Tosfos has a different pshat. He learns it means to mix the two things together for the behema. And that was mutter. It means from one keli to another keli. Because he doesn't like that the shayla is if I allow to give food from one behema to another behema. We had it before in the Gemara. Zog Gemara Vayit about tircha of a behema. Amar Rav Nashya. Chad kam echad. You could put one portion in front of the one behema and tray kami tray, two portions of two behemas. That's shapadam, that's mutta. Plus a kami tray, three portions in front of two, which means an extra portion. Also, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to put extra portions. It's tircha shaloy letzarech on Shabbos. Rav Yosef argues, Rav Yosef Aymer, kav afilik abayik, but even two kav, ulam af kur afilik rai, even a lot of kur. And the Magen Avraham speaks out that Rav Yosef does not allow to put enough food in front of behema for even after Shabbos. It just means that you're allowed to put the entire meals of Shabbos in front of him at one time, even though it's more than one meal, and that's not called tircha shloy letzarech. And the other man, the Mahal, no, you only put one meal at a time, and said three in front of two is also. And Rashi spoke out, and two in front of one for sure is also. Just like three in front of two is also, two meals in front of one person for sure is also. Talk to Maravaita, Ksiva Pinkas of the Levi, Armas Kodam Rebbe. It's written on the Pinkas on the notebook of Levi, Armas Kodam Rebbe. I said in front of Rebbe, Manu, who's his Rebbe? Rebbeinu HaKadosh. Levi was a Talmud of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, and he said like this, that there were people that have a gavon shishis in Bavel, there were people in Bavel who used to mix their porridge on Shabbos. Rav Tzadok Rebbe, and Rebbe used to scream about it. Who is Rebbe Manu? Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Rabbeinu HaKadosh used to scream about it. Why? Because Rebbe Shitasi holds, it doesn't help to do it with a shinui. They used to do it with a shinui, but it doesn't help, because putting the water together is a problem, Rebbe. Putting the water and the flour together doesn't help doing a shinui. And Rebbe used to scream at them, Al Dahava Gavlon Shosisa Veles Shmirle. They didn't listen to him. But less, he didn't have the power to ask that. Why not? The Rabbi Rav Yehuda, because they hold like Rav Yehuda. They hold like they have a Meira holds Tana holds like them, and therefore he couldn't stop them from doing like Rav Yehuda. So look, Gemara invited more about notebooks. Now we'll go more into Agadat Gemara. Ksiv a Pinkus of Rav Shimon Levi said on the Pinkus of Rav Shimon Levi said in his notebooks. Hayman de v'chavet Shabbos. Someone was born on a Sunday. We're talking about Mazel. People born at different times. Hayman de v'chavet Shabbos. He born on Sunday. Hey, Gvar Blechadabe. It'd be a person who's complete with nothing else to him. What does that mean? My Blechadabe. Elaim Blechadatibu. You won't have any good milas. Everything will be completely bad. I was born on Sunday. Rav Ashi was big tzaddik. Elalav Chodo Levishu. It means it'll be completely bad. Frankly, Marav Ashi, We were both born on
Sunday.
I'm reading the Gemara. The Gemara said, "Ilema the loy chadol ti was nothing good by Rashi was born, but El Alav that there was nothing chadol abishu is no bad to him." But Rav Ashi, there was a person bad. I know of a dimi bar kugisa who's a big ganiv. Have a mechav shava. I know Melech. I was a Rosh Hashiva. He was a Rosh Ganovim. So hey, it can't be either saying there's no good or no bad. We were both born. Hello. No, it means like this, that a person who's born on Sunday is going to be like a Rosh Hashiva. Maybe be a Rosh Hashiva for learning or Rosh Hashiva for the Ganavim. But it'll be a Rosh. Just like Sunday is the first day of the week, it's a Rosh to the Maase Bereishis, like Rashi says. It's a Rosh to Maase Bereishis. Therefore, he'll always be a Rosh, either for Midah Tov or Midah Ra. There's a Gersa in the Gemara that explains it a little more. The Gemara says, my Taima, the Ibru Bay Arva Chosh. That day there was light, the light and dark were created that day. So you see, either it's light or dark, but that's a day, it's a Rosh. It'll be complete, it can be a complete Rosh Hashiva or a complete Rosh Laganavim. Tomorrow is invited to other days of the week. Hayman the Betrei B'Shava, someone's born on Monday. He's going to be an angry person. My time, because that day is Mesugal for fighting. From the Fligo Bei Mai, the water was split that day. In the first day, the Bria, all the water was one big water, and then the Hashem made a split. Mayim Shema Al Harakia, Mayim Shema Tachas Harakia. Hayman the Plus was Dos B'Shava, someone born on Tuesday. He'll be a rich person, but he'll be a noyef. He'll be a mezana. My time, mashum the ibru bay asavim. That day, grass was born. And Rashi has two pshat and why it has to do with znos. Either pshat is because it says in the pasuk, tachei aretz desha esev, loshon of parim v'rabim, loshon of pru revu, and a lot of znos. Or and like oisher also, because it's a lot of pritzes and oisher. Or pshat is it says by Savim that it wasn't lemine, it was all by ruvia, all was mixed up together. Same thing. That's about those nos. That's Tuesday. Hamad Abba v'Shabbos was born on Wednesday. Yigvah chachem v'nor. It'll be a smart person and light up the world with his chachma, and have a light. His face will be a shiny face. My taimam shum the islu bay that day ma'iris. He had the sun, the moon, the stars all that day. Therefore, will be chachma and he'll have a shine to him. Hayman v'chamis of Shabbos, we're on Thursday. Yigvar goyim achasodim, v'yah goyim achasodim. My time from every day that day, dog and vayifers were created. The fish and the birds, and the fish and the birds don't have to work for the mezainis. Hashem gives them a silver platter. Hashem is goyim achasodim them with the mezainis. They don't have to work for the mezainis. So you see, we day gmil achasodim. Hayman the mile of Shabbos, if someone's born on Erev Shabbos, yehi gvar chazron. He'll be someone looking after things. What is he looking after? Rav Nachman is a chazron b'mitzvahs. He'll be looking after mitzvahs. Someone born Erev Shabbos will look after mitzvahs just like we are busy Erev Shabbos with mitzvahs. So that's a day, it's a sugal that a person will be busy with mitzvahs in Erev Shabbos. High mind of Shabbos, hey, someone was born on Shabbos. The Shabbos Yom will die on Shabbos. Why? Because he was Mechal Shabbos, so Shabbos will kill him. He's going to die on Shabbos. Now, a lot of the Achrayim and Maril, they're showing him speak out. That doesn't always happen. If someone born on Shabbos, he'll die on Shabbos. So two pshatim, why not? Either because when he was born on Shabbos, maybe they weren't Mechal Shabbos for him. Sometimes it's possible they weren't Mechal Shabbos for him, even though he was born on Shabbos. And number two is that even if he was Mechal Shabbos when he was born, it could be he davened, and that's why he didn't die on Shabbos, because Chustam helped out for him. Amar Rav Barashila, the Kaddish Rabbi Sigari. But if he's born on Shabbos, he will be called a Kaddish. Like it says in the Pasuk, Vayikadashayu. Rashi brings down the Pasuk, says Shabbos, Vayikadashayu. He'll be Adam Kaddish if he's born on Shabbos. Amar Rav Chanina. Chanina hears this whole pinkish, reads this whole thing from Yeshua ben Levi. He reads this whole thing about all the week you're born. He says, nah. Puku Armelucho Barlevari, tell Barlevari, tell Yeshua ben Levi, Loi Mazel Yoim Gairim. The Mazel of the day is not Gairim. What day you're born makes no difference. Ella Mazel Sha'agarim. the time of the day, the hour of the day he's born is Goyer. Nothing to do with the day of the week, but the time of the day. Because you know, every hour corresponds to a different mazel. The mazel of the abbreviated Chankal Shetzam, and we'll go through all the different mazels, the seven mazalis. And every hour is a different mazel. So it depends when you're born, that will be a type of nature you'll have. Of course, this is only a nature, and a person could take that nature and use it for good things. Hayman de Bechama Yehei. Hayman de Bechama, someone's born in the mazel of the sun. Yehei Gevar Zivson. He'll be a shiny, shiny countenance, of a nice face, he'll be a shiny person. And also, he'll eat his own food and drink his own food. He's going to be powerful like the sun who takes care of everything. He's the one who feeds the Levana, feeds the lights of the Levana. He'll eat for himself and drink for himself. But all his secrets will be open to all. Just like a sun, everyone can see it. He'll anything. So if he tries to steal, it won't work out. He shouldn't go into the Geneva business because industry, because it's not good for him. He's going to be, they'll find him in a second. That's Mazal Chama. Hayman de Bekoichav Noiga. He's born in the Mazal of Venus, which is Koichav Noiga. Yehegva also will be a rich person. He'll be a Noyef. He'll be a Mazana. My Taima, Meshum de Toli Benura. Because he's close to the sun and he gets certain taiva and heat and warmth from the sun. Hayman de Bekoichav. If he's born in Koichav, the Mazal Koichav, which is Mercury. Yegvar Noav Chacham, will be a smart person and a nice face. Meshum, the Safar de Chamu, the Mercury is the closest thing to the sun. He's like the Sefer of the Chama, and Rashi says that it maps out its Hiluchai and its Tufis. So that's why he will be a Chacham and a Nahir. Hayman de Levano, if someone's born in the mazel of the moon, Yegvar Sovamarim, he'll be suffering from different pains, just like the moon gets smaller and smaller, he's going to suffer. But now, also, he's going to build and destroy and build, it's going to go back and forth. He goes, you know, just the moon gets bigger and smaller, his life cycle will be like that. He won't eat from himself or drink from himself. Rashi says the reason is because sometimes the Levana goes as Masak, the Gavul of the Chama. It's light, it shines by day also. And that's not his. So he's going to eat something that's not his. The Levana. I always think a different Pshat. Maybe Pshat is because it gets the light from the sun. It always gets from other people. Gets from other things. So this person also gets from other people. That's how I always think of Pshat. But it's not Rashi's Pshat. And ends off the Levana of Rezaya Kassian. But his secrets will be hidden just like the Levana is hidden. And if Ganav Masach, if he's a Ganav, he'll be a Tzliach. A few more of the mazalis. Hayman de Bishab Soi, someone who was born in the mazal of Saturn. Yegvar Mechashvasei B'Telim. His machshavos will be bottled. Or if it's down here, called the machshavos alai B'Telim. Everyone thinks about him will be bottled. Because Rashi says, it's because it says by the Kechavim, Lo Yishboisu, Saturn never stops. And therefore, now the things that he does will never be bottled. Or his machshavos will be bottled. He'll be a bottle, or people think of him will be a bottle. Hayman de Betzedek, someone was born in the mazel of Jupiter. Yegvar tzadkon, he'll be a tzadik. What does that mean? Yinam rachmi yitzchok, tzadkon mitzvah, be a tzadik in a baal tzedakah. Zok de Gemara, Hayman, the famous one, Hayman de Bemadim, someone was born in the mazel of Mars, this is the last one of the seven. Yegvar asher damah, he'll be a person who is shoyfich dam, he'll be a person who's a murderer. Or Ravashi, no. He doesn't mean the murderer, but he means he has an atia towards murder. So either ia umna, maybe it'll be someone's maker's dam, which is a benini. Igamba will be a ganav, and he'll kill people, and that's a rasha. Itafcha will be a sheikhet amayla. A sheikhet amayla is a tzaddik, doing mitzvahs. So you could take the same nature and do a mitzvahs and not mitzvahs. And that's why the Goyin says, chanoich l'nar api darka. You have to see his nature. His nature, one of these natures that we learned, the seven natures, you have to use it for the right things. So we learned the seven different mazalas, the Chan Kal Shatzam, which stands for Chama, Noiga, which is Venus, Koichav, which is Mercury, Lam is Levana, the Shin, which is Shapsoi, is Saturn, the Tzadik is Tzadik, which is Jupiter, and the Mem is Madam. So these are all different types of natures a person can have. Amar Rava, Anov Madam Avai, I was born in the Mazel of Mars, and I'm not a Shefech Domim. What are you talking about? You also give Einish because he was a Dayan, and if someone did something wrong, gave him an Einish. So you see also, you are also shayfech dam, you know, in a certain way. About the derech mitzvah, but you're also shayfech dam in a certain way. So there's a mazel that can make someone smart, that makes someone rich. V'yesh mazel Yisrael. There is such a thing as mazel Yisrael and tefillah and tzedakah. The Rashi says cannot be mishani a mazel. Remember, no ing mazel Yisrael, so mazel Yisrael, and your tefillahs and your tzedakah could change a mazel. Your chusim could change a mazel. As V'yechon goes l'tamei d'or V'yechon ayin shei mazel Yisrael. Hey, no, no mazel Yisrael. Shem says in pasuk Yom Hashem el derech hagoyim al tulamdu mo isus shmaim al tichodum miskir do isus shmaim ki yichato goyim heim. Only goyim askir that. Hey, miyichato lo Yisrael Yisrael not skir do isus shmaim. There's no mazel. The Shemaim, the Mazel comes from Shemaim, there's no Mazel Yisrael. That's what Yechon holds. You could change it. You could change it with your tefillahs. Baf Rav, Sov, Shem Mazel Yisrael, Dorm, Yudom Rav, Menayin, Shem Mazel Yisrael, Shem Mazel Yisrael, Shem Mazel Yisrael, Shem Mazel Yisrael, Shem Mazel Omar, Avram Frekarish Baruch, Rabban Yerushalayim, and Beis Yerush Oisi. Who's going to be very, I don't know how to have any kids. Hain Lansak Lezerav, Hain Beis Yerush Oisi. Well, yes, it's going to be Yerush me. Omar Lo, Yilav, no. Kiman Shay Yetzimecha, you'll have a child who will be Yerush you. Omar Lepon Avram Yerushalayim, Estalti Vatsin Yerushalayim, I looked at him like a Chavim, Ve'ini Roy Lahay Lebed, I'm not Roy to have a child. Omar Le, no, Tzemet Yerushalayim, go out of your constellations, go out of your stargazes, Ve'ishay Mazel Yisrael, there's no Mazel. Ma Daitich, why do you think you're not going to have kids? Because you were born in the mazel of tzedek and it was b'mayriv, it was a mayriv side, which was Jupiter and it was mayriv, which is cold, and that's when I have children. My darma b'kinu leyam, I take this mazel and put it in mizrach, put it into the warm part into the east. Who brought the mizrach? Who brought the tzedek to Mizrach? Yikra'eu l'raglai. Hashem called him there, called the tzedek there to warm up Avram. Avram changed his mazel and he was able to have a child.